I'll call the meeting to order. I guess first item is item 17-1209, the minutes of our last meeting. Anybody have any comments? Any? Revisions?
Motion to approve.
We have Matt, motion to approve the minutes. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Item number, good, you were here. Item number 17-1210. I guess we want to discuss the Veterans Day ceremony. I just want to say for everybody, I think we hit it out of the park this year, and I really compliment each one of y'all for your help. I got rave reviews by everybody that I've talked to, and especially Colonel Wood, who gave the speech. So, the only thing that I, the only comment that I received. It's too late to do anything about it this coming Saturday. Mm. But the only comment I received was there was an apparent lack of police security. Nobody saw any police members. And now that they're building that other apartment complex and we're in this narrow little canyon, the couple of women said, what if we have a sniper up there? I guess that's the world we live in now. But that's something we need to probably think about next year.
Snipers?
No, police security. Yeah. Visible.
Visible.
Visible police presence, I guess.
I figured all the veterans we have there.
Would it?
I'm sure somebody.
Well, we've had it before. I remember the mountain one last
year. Yeah.
Year ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we brought her in for the Memorial Day and didn't bring her in for the this one, and I plan on bringing her in for Memorial Day again next year.
Yeah, so maybe it was a matter of, I actually saw her before, it was probably a month or two ago, and I mentioned it to her. But we may have just forgotten to let the police department know that we were having that again.
I got shoot an email.
Just a reminder.
Deputy Chief Morse, he's in charge of patrol.
And maybe
on Saturday.
And have, yeah, I think that'd be a good
just
idea.
Just next year for Veterans Day.
Yeah, but, okay.
Easily solved.
That's, I just thought that was the strangest comment.
That's, like you said, that's the world we live
in. It's, yeah, and it's troubling, but, you know. Well, I thought the flyover was spot on.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
And, everything just went marvelously.
Yeah.
So. We'll have a repeat performance this Saturday. Well, if there's no other discussion on that, I guess we can move to the next item. Am I supposed to call for an approval of passing? Okay. I'm not the most adept at parliamentary procedure. The next item is 17-1211, consider and discuss the Gold Star Monument. So, the monument's built. It looks really good.
Young person put photos front and rear side.
That's the side looking back towards the memorial. Y'all want to pass that around?
So installation went okay.
I'll let Tim comment on that.
You took these pictures on a different camera, right?
Pardon me?
You took these pictures on a different camera, right?
Yeah.
Wow, because...
You put some on Facebook, right? Wasn't there one?
I photographed through the soldier to show the names on the wall,
yeah.
And the soldier's out of focus on purpose.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
start.
But then the city put a thing out. Did you see that?
No.
An invite, and it had the picture.
Ah, oh, nice.
It was on, you know, on the Facebook on the city's.
Ah, okay.
See if I can find it.
Because I know it's great. It's did you create it?
Our communications asked for it.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it and I was waiting to get this information.
I put the save the date.
I think the pictures that Tim is about to print is what he sent.
Facebook said this needs to be an event, and so I accidentally hit the button and they made it an event.
Okay.
That's the first time I've ever done that.
Add this stuff in.
What does the pedestal say?
The pedestal has the inscription of what each one of the panels represents, which is pretty much this here as well. So that was not anticipated, nor were the benches.
Really?
Yeah. So they gave us two benches. And the pedestal, I was dealing with him, and I kept saying, look, I can't authorize any. I'm just a citizen. You have a contract with Wall, and he's really your customer, you know, and I can't really tell you to add something. And he goes, well, Woody likes them. We'll just throw it in there anyway. I need to be friends with him.
Not like, the city.
Oh, they spoiled it.
That's fine.
Oh, sorry. Well, is that same place? The actual city Facebook page.
I mean, it was invited.
Is it? That's not an event, is it?
Just the same
thing. Okay.
So, as far as the agenda for the event, I've got David Barnett, who is a sheriff's deputy with the Collin County Sheriff's Office, will be playing the bagpipes. And I asked him, I said, what should we play as a beginning? And he goes, the Marine Corps hymn sounds good. And I said, well, Woody is a Marine, and how appropriate. So we will begin with the playing of bagpipes to the Marine Corps hymn. I've got Captain David Harvey. He's also served in the Marine Corps as both an enlisted, and then he got a commission and made it to major, and then he got out of the Marine Corps, decided to go to Divinity School, and joined the Army, National Guard, tried to get into the Navy as a chaplain. The Navy supplies the Marines with their chaplains, and he couldn't get into the Navy, but he ended up retiring. So I got a Marine / Army chaplain.
Thank you.
You guys got all of your toys. The question was asked when you were out, did the installation go smoothly? And I said, I'll let Tim address that. Should we reveal the little issue to the board?
Apparently there was some changes made by the architectural firm that's moved out of New Jersey that we were never notified of. So our pier cap should have been bored a little bit bigger to accommodate the angle of the granite faces. I don't have a picture showing you exactly what I'm talking about.
Y'all remember the rebar that was sticking up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they tried putting the pedestals down through the rebar, and they got two of them on, but the other two wouldn't fit.
They don't use number 7 rebar anymore. You can see in that picture, that's the pier cap. Mm-hmm. And there's 2 12-foot deep piers underneath each end of that.
Okay.
And we're off about 10.5 inches right now. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it's a done deal.
So what ended up happening is
yeah.
They removed two pedestals that they had put on the night before, and they cut those rebar completely off.
Pier cap on top of that.
So now those pedestals are just basically sitting, resting on the concrete. And we have stainless steel rods, bow rods, in the poles that are connected to the pedestals, and then the tablets are, you know, dropped down on those, and they're glued with an epoxy that is pretty strong. It's made of glue stone, so
you can't pick one up.
It won't move.
Don't lean on it.
Yeah.
The climb.
So when you're out there on Saturday, if you look at the back side, and we're calling the back side the side where the flags are on,
okay,
you'll notice that on the one corner, the expansion joints look kind of dorked up.
I said nail it.
So our next project to begin in the spring is to figure out a way to solve that, and the solution is relatively simple. Put a course of bricks around the base, kind of cover that up, and it'll kind of dress things up. So,
yeah.
But I think we can discuss that later and figure out what that entails. As far as the ceremony, we'll have the Marine Corps ROTC, Junior ROTC from McKinney High School will parade the colors. Then I've got three soloists that will sing the national anthem in a cappella, and I've heard him before. I will tell you, Tyler Gillette, the main singer, he sings the national anthem at venues all throughout, you know, NFL games and whatnot. He's a professional, former professional musician, and he's now settled down and lives over in Aubrey, but they will, I think, hopefully awe the crowd. They I heard them once before. They're really good. I was going to have Barry Brown do the welcome and let him do all the acknowledgments of MCDC and all the donors and everything. He's a little closer to that. And then he'll introduce our mayor, who will say a few words, I think. He's prepared. And we'll have the mayor also then introduce Judge Self, who will say a few words. Judge Self was very influential when we went to MCDC and asked for the funding for this. So, and he's a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. And then he will introduce Woody. And Woody will get up and say what he needs to say, and then I'm going to get out there early, and I'm going to clean the monument. It's got some dust and some soap scum. Mm-hmm. I talked to Jason today. He said use an ammonia-free. Yeah, so we'll get out there and clean her up. And I mean, it is shiny when you're up standing up close taking pictures. You're going to get your reflection in there. It's like a mirror. And then I have a shroud that Woody's Foundation sent me. I have it at home, and I'll bring it, and we'll put the shroud over the memorial to hide it from public view, so when the people gather. And so Woody will then invite the Gold Star families. And they will come up and unveil the memorial. And that should be kind of emotional, kind of cool. And then the last thing I want to do is just get up and speak to the symbolism. And then I want to ask all of y'all to come up and join me. I didn't bring it with me, I apologize. But I've created a portrait of Woody that I have at home that we're going to present to him. Let's see, I think I've got a copy of it on here. Woody joined the Marine Corps because he loved the Marine uniform. And he never really got the chance to wear it back in the day because they were busy fighting. And that was a very expensive item. So there's no pictures of him whatsoever as a young corporal in his dress blues.
Are you sure that's what he looked like?
Pardon me?
Are you sure that's what he looked like?
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't shown it to him yet, though.
I've shown it to his grandson, and his grandson's excited as all get out.
Okay, so he recognizes him. Good picture. It's really nice.
The picture, the guy in the back is his best friend. And he'll probably tell us the story. There's a really interesting story about his best friend who was killed in the Battle of Iwo Jima. Both of them wore rings, and they made a pact with one another that if one of them was killed, that the other one, the living one, would pull the ring off and return it to the family. And so when he was killed, Woody removed his ring and a few other personal effects. And I found in the archives, a gentleman sent me the archives, when the family of this other Marine, I think his name was Vernon Waters, they didn't receive those personal effects, including the ring. And he wrote the Marine Corps back asking for the ring back. And about a year to 2 years later, when Woody got stabilized from coming back from the war, he went to Montana and gave the ring back to the family and got to know the family. So it's an interesting story. So he doesn't know about this, but I'd like us all to present it to him, and I think he's going to be pretty excited about it. So that's basically, and then we'll close with the Amazing Grace. But
what time does it start, Paul?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Go, you think, roughly 45 minutes?
Yeah, probably 30 minutes. Okay. 30 to 45 curious. Minutes. Yeah. There's a lot of Gold Star families coming into town. My aunt, who's coming down from Topeka, Kansas for this, that's going to be kind of a special thing for me. When we were pouring the concrete, I took some dirt from the farm that they had in Kansas, and where her son, who's kind of like an older brother to me, who was killed in Vietnam, I took that dirt and put it into the concrete, incorporated it into the foundation. So they're coming down. It's going to be kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Have all the copies been made of these?
No, so the question is, so basically, this is the program, you know, the agenda, the significance of what the memorial is. Basically, this same information, probably a little more abbreviated, is on this tablet, which was really kind of neat because we didn't plan on that. And when we're all gone, people can still look at this and understand what the intent was. And there's a lot of people that don't get art, and sometimes you have to tell them, so. the cover in the back. I was telling Melissa and Tim, and I'll tell y'all. Received some correspondence this morning from Laura Leppert, the mayor, former mayor of Dallas's wife. She got involved with the Woody Williams Foundation about the same time we did when we first started this project. And she alleged to have made a donation on behalf of a 100-year-old World War II survivor, who's also a Gold Star father. His son was, I think, probably killed in Vietnam. And she wanted to know where that donation went to. I think it was, $2,000? So I wrote Melissa to see if we could account for it. We can't. Woody Williams Foundation, they can't account for it. But this 100-year-old gentleman is coming tomorrow. He's coming on Saturday. And so I just thought, we've got room. I'm just going to put his name in there just to honor him for coming. And we think Laura, well, I'm not going to say because we're on record, but We didn't get it. Herschel Woody Williams didn't get it, but this guy made the donation, and I think he's going to come because we are, by default, the Dallas Memorial. So we are the third memorial to be built in Texas. They're building another one in Gainesville, just up the road. So, so anyway, I've acknowledged the MCDC. I asked and reached back to ensure that we captured every member who was on the board when we started this project. So, and I also did the same for us. I put every member who was on our board when, because James was on this, involved in this, but he's no longer on our board, but I felt he needed to be mentioned. And I put everybody's name in alphabetical order that way. So that's the order of things. As well as the sponsors, I put them on alphabetical order.
Foreign.
What's that?
Foreign, it's just misspelled.
There we go. That's why we're looking at this. So it'll be easier to add that name now.
And I don't care about being first, but BO comes before PR.
Yeah. Foreign Wars.
Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Oh. See. You know, when you look at it real quick, it looks like it's perfect.
I must not have ran spell check on that. All right, well, anybody have any other thoughts or comments or edits?
No, I'm just scanning through real quick.
Is the memorial, I think it's just a really, really small point, but I know when we talk about the Veterans Memorial, it's for the county.
Correct.
This memorial also for the county, or we're just talking?
Yes, because it says the community panel represents Collin County.
Yeah, okay.
Now, on the title, I have the original program from when they dedicated the memorial in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the city of McKinney.
Yeah.
And so I put that into the title. I wanted to put Collin County, but you know, it's the city of McKinney that paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Or the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Here, here.
So, it is the Collin County Gold Star Memorial in the city of McKinney Veterans Memorial Park. There's one way, you know. But the point is I don't want to slight. It's kind of a fine line on either side. But, you know, I hate to say it, but. Well, I won't say it because we're on the record.
Okay, as far as recognition, is there a section for recognition, did you say?
On the back.
On the back.
I understand that. I mean, because you might want to mention the parks department.
Yeah, like.
And a lot of work they've done.
All the work
you've done. You just might want to say something.
Not necessary.
Yeah, it
really
isn't necessary. Necessary, so.
Mm-hmm. Not necessary, but.
Prudent.
Yep.
Good call. I apologize for overlooking that.
No,
but I agree wholeheartedly.
No, you could say it right here at the bottom if you just want to put it on the back. City of McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board, and we got us in conjunction with the City of McKinney Parks Department, Tim White, Melissa, Flora, if you want to do something like that.
Absolutely. We got Absolutely.
I can work on it one week, but yeah, I don't know.
So Parks,
Parks Department.
Yeah. Yeah,
Parks,
Parks
and Rec. Creation.
You can get the official title.
Community, initial caps. Since we've got Gold Star, families, patriotism, and then Leopard Members, should probably be initial caps. Because we're naming each panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that early on and then I changed it.
Yeah, because you do it throughout the rest of the month, so.
Yeah. I hope this isn't the one that I didn't flatten. One side of this I accidentally flattened. I think it's this one. I'm gonna fix that. I had to take a typing test a couple weeks ago. Apparently I'm a very good typer.
You are or not?
I am. We do like 60 words a minute at about a 95% accuracy rate.
Hey. Number four.
It's probably the only class in high school that I really got anything out of.
It's true, yeah. You stuck with you.
And I took the class because I wanted to sit next to a certain girl, so. Okay, well, 3 o'clock. Matt, I'll got you on speed dial, and I'll hopefully let you know by Friday.
Okay.
The,
I'll
take the car seats out. Okay. I'll send you some pictures of Matt and of Brent and Woody.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw him before. Yeah.
I
don't think. Yeah, last when we did the groundbreaking.
Yeah, he was here.
And. But Brian was here.
So a different grandson.
Different. Yeah, Brian. Brent is Brian's brother. Well, this is a perfect segue to somebody that I wanted to ask for some input in. Mm-hmm. So if there's no other discussion on the Gold Star, we open the floor to citizens' comments. And I have a question about that you said that the wreath is available.
Yes. So we ordered that would be my only comment to the public, is that we ordered the special wreath that they suggested for Gold Star. It's actually in the shape of a star with the gold ribbon. Now if you don't want that, we have extra, we can get the traditional ribbon and put a regular, we can get a gold ribbon and put that on there for you.
No, I think that'd be fun.
The first, the
star. The one that's.
Yeah, okay, we have a stand.
So, we didn't incorporate the aspect of you guys laying the wreath, and we'd like to maybe ask y'all to. What do you think about, you know, when they lay the wreath, they usually formally go up, and and we need to do that before the. Before we play Amazing Grace.
So at the beginning.
So after you speak.
At the end.
Yeah.
At the end.
That would be it.
So, you have any suggestions? Anybody have any suggestions on how to do that? Should the Gold Star families are going to be there. Do we want to let them participate? I think it's important that we let the DAR participate and acknowledge that y'all are doing that.
I think, look, we appreciate that. I think we're okay. We're providing a service for y'all, and so it's however you want to use it.
I think, you know, you or whoever you designate should be part of that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. I mean, because I like the thought of having the families participate in laying that wreath. I mean, you might want to consider that, right? Or some component of the representatives of some Gold Star families laying that.
The wreath is going on a stand by the memorial.
Memorial, yeah.
So generally, what I've seen before is that you have the stand already there, right? And they know they go up together. It's very easy. That's how we've done it. They place the wreath on the stand.
What if we should do like a conga line and have them pass it?
Should maybe Woody or the mayor do it?
We're getting into protocol, and that's a good question. I think we just need to announce that the Daughters of the American Republic Revolution would like to present a wreath as part of the Christmas season, or as part of
Wreaths Across America.
Wreaths Across America.
Because we will be over at the Conrib and Ross that day, right? So we're going to be there at 11, about 11 to 1, you know, covering 900 graves over there, right? So it's the whole day.
I think the Gold Star families would be.
You said there was going to be quite a few of them there, so how do you choose?
That's what I was thinking.
And you start getting into
Well, they're all going to be kind of gathered up to remove the pedestal, so they're going to kind of be. They're going to kind of be there.
They're removing the shroud. Is that
the shroud?
That's what they're going to do.
I think maybe when after they unveil it and they're all up there,
that's
when they come up and put the wreath there, so that you don't have 75 people trying to grab one wreath. Mm-hmm. They kind of move it, and you announce that at that time.
So that's where we'll do it. We'll unveil the monument, Woody Williams and Gold Star families, and placing the ceremonial wreath.
Mm-hmm. And where did y'all find?
After they pull the shroud off the memorial,
because they'll already be up there.
They'll be positioned in.
And then how long do you want it up? Because we will come back. I mean, for Wreaths Across America, they stay up until the first week of January, and I believe it's the second Saturday that we're going to take them down. So do you want it up that whole time, or do you want it down that day? Charles Hall again.
It's going to be on a stand?
It's on a stand.
And wings and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, we'll follow.
In a stand it would, so we would, I mean, cemetery, you put them onto the tombstone, right? So
you could do that.
It's just your call.
You know what we could do is, after the ceremony's over, move it back to the memorial, because you can there move it, you can actually push the stand, because we've left the Memorial Day ones up for a while.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe put it in the center of the fountain or something, you know, or so that's, we'll just wait. If y'all want to remove it whenever.
And then we will remove it as a purpose.
Somebody else
does. Same with the rest of the bruise that
somebody else doesn't remove it for you. Well, we really appreciate y'all doing that. That's really going to add. I think it's going to be an emotional ceremony. I think that's just going to really be icing on the cake. So. Have any other comments?
No, y'all did a great job. It's a wonderful thing. I think, you know, to have that memorial there now at the other end, you should really, I know you are, but you should proud of yourselves for what you've accomplished.
You know, the heaviest part of that memorial is actually the smallest piece. The shortest one is actually the heaviest piece. Yeah. Because it's thick. Mm-hmm. It's thicker.
Gotcha.
Well, very good. Well, I'm ready. I will try to get this fixed. See if we can figure out a template to put all this in. And so it would work easier for you if I put this in Word.
We can try it and see.
Okay.
And then there's going to be some of them, the stack of these, and then some handing them out.
You know, that's the $1 million question that we didn't answer.
We can hand them out. We're always kind of standing around.
Yeah, we don't really have anything else.
Yeah, we're just window dressing.
To do.
Yeah. So Tim, you've got 60 chairs. So what we probably want to do is we probably, can we print out some reserved pieces of paper to reserve for the Gold Star families up front? Maybe us as board members sit in the first row? Maybe not board members, but people who have to speak sit in the first row so they can get up and...
Well, I was going to place at least six chairs at the memorial.
Okay.
For the speakers by the podium.
Okay. All right. But I'm thinking we ought to have... We ought to reserve the very front for the Gold Star families because they can get up. And
I agree. If we only get how many more coming.
Yeah. How about if we just reserve the first two rows?
Anybody feel slighted?
Yeah.
Just the first two rows. Have to be on first come first serve. I know. I'm just going to guess, but I think there's going to be at least a dozen, if not 20.
Sure.
So
we did it 1 year for the World War II veterans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We reserved some rows at the Veterans Day ceremony.
What broke my heart was I went over yesterday to a World War II veteran whose picture is in the memorial and showed him, and he wants so much to come to this, but he's had a stroke recently and he can't. He's worried about falling down, and his wife has a commitment, so he can't get her to bring her. I said, I'll get somebody to pick you up and bring you. And I guess he's kind of nervous about that, so I wish he could be there. He earned the Navy Cross on Omaha Beach, which is right behind the Medal of Honor, and I thought it'd be cool to get him and Woody together, you know, two heroes. Well, I think if no other comments, I think thank y'all for coming. Just to let you know, I've got at least two new names, I think, that we might want to review and add to the memorial. And I'm just going to try to come up with a list. My wife is on Ancestry.com, and that's a great resource to help us get some of that extra information. So, well, if there's no other comments, I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I'm going to go to the next one.